Baltimore Choral Arts has an exciting season coming up, and with me to talk about it is their music director, Anthony Blake Clark. As someone who is passionate about choral music, and you obviously like to mix it up a bit and create a variety, how do you go about composing a season of concerts that make you happy and also the audience happy?
Esa-Pekka Salonen says about this that if a season is just reflective of the music director's taste, then we've done something wrong. But I will say that I think that people are interested to see what I'm interested in as a music director. So, of course, it very often starts with my laundry list of pieces that I've always wanted to do and how I think that maybe they could be the right fit for choral arts at any given time. It's interesting to try and give a public the big choral orchestral masterworks that they crave and that are incredibly popular. And of course, we have to think about the reality of selling tickets too. But then I think that it's also interesting and challenging to me to think about what a public could benefit from hearing and might possibly could challenge them and challenge me and the chorus.
And so what are the highlights?
This year, I would say a lot of our work is about finding joy. And that's kind of how the season culminates, I would say. But this first concert, we're returning to a piece that is near and dear to my heart and I think is very much in the chorus's DNA, certainly in mine, that is the music of Durufle. While it's a requiem, a mass for the dead, it's full of such catharsis. It's not like the Verdi requiem. I think the Durufle requiem is just such a peaceful and cathartic work that really sort of illuminates the universe and universal themes.
And then Christmas?
For about 30 years now, we have done a performance called Christmas with Choral Arts at the Basilica. It's such a wonderful venue, and you don't even have to dress it up for Christmas. It just is. It exudes this sort of poise and beautiful, joyful light that I think is appropriate for Christmas. And of course, that's with full orchestra. It's very exciting music, and it's just exquisite music making. I try to find the best orchestrations and arrangements possible. We have a lot of collaborations this year. Some of them are exciting and are coming up. I can't quite talk about yet. But one of the things that we are doing is we're creating a picture book, a children's picture book, in collaboration with the Sister Cities Girl Choir, who have a beautiful part of their curriculum that has to do with songwriting. At the very end of the season, sort of to round out this theme of musical joy, I think I've programmed a little bit of a boxing match between Mendelssohn and Beethoven. And so we'll present the finale of the Ninth Symphony, of course. And even before that, we're going to do a community sing-along with Maren Alsop at Peabody around the Ninth Symphony. So that's really cool. And we will do Lobgesang, which is Mendelssohn's second symphony, Song of Praise. It is just as much a choral masterwork as it is a symphony. The choir is busy the whole time throughout this work. So I think it's going to be a great way to end the season.
Thank you so much for coming in, and also good luck with the season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anthony Blake Clark is music director of Baltimore Choral Arts, and he's been talking with me about their upcoming season of concerts, the first beginning on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. For more information about this season and tickets, you can visit Baltimore Choral Arts. .org. That's BaltimoreChoralArts.org.
Fire!